5 to 8 times existing returns. The full payout is essential for enabling all people to have an independent income. 17 With a basket of full payout shares, all individuals can have a steady income because they are being directly connected to the real economy. A child would have 18 a small income which would increase over time. NB. In a world of increasing automation, spreading capital ownership is the only way of ensuring that all people have income from real production so that, in the society as a whole, there is a true balance of supply and demand. 15.5 Housing all homes and villages can incorporate production, see section 16.1. With interest-free loans, public housing can have its cost. And so can private housing. Loans would be, -80% of valuation, with criminal penalties for deliberate false valuations and declarations of income, sensibly related to income. 15.6 Public capital projects these projects include roads, bridges, sewage works, railways, etc. Financing is simple, the national bank, or other institution, lends interest-free money for the project to the government. As today, money for repayment is collected out of fees and taxes, but the amount required would be half, or less, of the usual amount. Guernsey, which has minimal debt, has used the loans and so has Malaysia. Over the prosperous period 1939 to 1974, Canada used the loans and, today, many Canadian municipalities are demanding their use to upgrade infrastructure. After 1935, New Zealand used the loans for hydropower schemes, railways, state housing, etc., and had a prosperous period. In the late 1940s, Taiwan used the loans to spread ownership of farm land without harming the rich. 15.7 Student loans. Student loans can be interest-free. The taxation system collects repayment and so acts as collateral. 16. Clean electricity and greenery. 18 figures contained in a 1998 study by Northeast Ohio Employee Ownership Center, Kent State University, Ohio, and a 2005 study from the Center for Economic and Social Justice, Washington, D.C., indicate that, aged 65, an adult would have a binary income of about $26,000 and a capital accumulation of $200,000, with both figures continuing to increase after the age of 65. The figures would be very much higher today. 17 www. Binary economics. Net 16 The sun paradigm. Interest-free money is important for the generation of clean electricity e.g., from geothermal power, hydroelectric schemes, windmills, underwater turbines, wave machines and tidal lagoons. Tides rise and ebb twice a day and tidal lagoons use old technology, concrete and slow-moving turbines. Lagoons are easily constructed but compound interest stops them being built. Most countries are suitable for solar electricity and coming along are extraordinary new technologies such as bio-oil from algae and solar roof technology, see section 16.1. These are important for the local generation of energy and end our losing battle with nature and, instead, turn to life science for critical solutions. Interest-free loans can be used for mangrove crested sea barrages. Annually, millions of tons of valuable soil are lost because of erosion. SOS save our soils. There must be multi-species tree planting. 16.1 Solar structures, let sun fuel do the work. However, the most immediate aspect of the sun paradigm will be the safe, transparent and translucent structures seen at https://u2b/obzfm7wm and http://www.podnet. Is demonstrating a solar roof village and ecological living. The Pod Enterprise Network explains that the structures enable the sun to do the work of providing local organic food, fresh water, and energy, thereby enabling clean, healthy and responsible living. Richard Nelson explains how, the architecture of every home, receiving natural sunlight, makes every household a wealth producer with the capital, money, easily repaid, while the benefit of ongoing regenerative operations continues, adding to the health and wealth of the family and the community into the future. The structures are low cost, zero carbon and tremendously efficient. 19 Crucially, they provide sun fuel, natural gas and liquid fuel, which is local, not centrally supplied, energy.
Unlike the Great Reset, the structures, individually or cooperatively owned, spread productive power directly to consumers, i.e., the building's occupiers.
Indeed, The structures elegantly ensure that widespread production matches widespread consumption, which is an accurate implementation of Say's theorem. 17. On the voluntary stabilization, even decline, of population levels, nevertheless, more than greenery and solar structures is necessary if the problems of pollution and resource depletion are to be solved. To that end, it can be observed that when any society has - a reasonable standard of living, good health, water and sewage systems provision for old age population levels tend to stabilize, even decline. This happens because, in the above circumstances, people do not need large numbers of children to ensure that at least some survive, nor are children needed to provide for the senior generation. Thus, the tendency of the Sun paradigm is to allow societies voluntarily to have smaller numbers of people with benefits for the planet as a whole. Of course, old paradigm thinking will claim that many people are necessary to produce wealth. However, this is nonsense. The future world will not need many people in order to achieve adequate output, because a huge proportion of production will be carried out by technologies which have an independent, or near independent, existence. The Sun paradigm therefore gives hope that the world's population, at present increasing, will trend towards levels more in harmony with resources, fauna and flora. 17.1 Viruses, EMP attack and atomic war NB. Many people fear that the global elite intend a violent reduction of population e.g., by laboratory-created viruses, electromagnetic pulse attack or atomic war. In contrast, the Sun paradigm influences population levels in a gentle way. 18. An end to greed, as expressed by Homo economicus. At the center of standard economics is the concept of Homo economicus, which claims to accurately describe human psychology, viewing all humans as rational i.e., selfish and greedy. The concept sees humans as having a limitless desire for material possessions. Thus, a textbook may open by saying that economics is about scarcity. This means that, while some people are able to get most, but not all, of the things they want, the rest of humanity does not, cannot, and never will, get what it wants. The textbook is essentially saying that nobody is ever satisfied, not even the very rich, and, as for the poor, well, it's too bad, they will always be poor. Put simply, according to standard economics, greed is everywhere, which means that strife and war are inevitable, as also is the depredation of resources and the environment. 18.1 The cause of greed is insecurity. Furthermore, at present, the standard view is reasonable, because greed is essentially caused by a mixture of - actual insecurity, fear of potential insecurity, aspiration to the condition of those who undoubtedly do have security. 18. The Sun paradigm. Thus, when there is a lot of insecurity in the world, as today, there is certain to be a lot of greed. 18.2 But what happens when everybody's basic needs are met? But what happens when everybody has their basic needs, for comfort, food and shelter, being consistently and securely met, and so they need never fear penury? In that situation, people will begin to question if selfishness and greed really are unalterable human qualities, or whether, in positive, new circumstances, they can reasonably be expected to change. 18.3 Homo economicus, greedy, to be replaced by Homo cooperans. After considering the question, people might then perceive the activities of the very rich, who think it clever to flaunt their wealth, as grossly immature and selfish.
Indeed, whereas greed is worshipped today, in future, when every person has security, greed could suddenly become unfashionable, and so sensible living, i.e., living without excess, could become the fashionable norm for those wishing to lead responsible lives.
In those circumstances, Homo cooperans will prevail, and so changing attitudes towards consumption will combine with more responsible attitudes towards irreplaceable natural resources and the glories of fauna and flora. 19. Economic democracy. It is rarely understood that Western democracy is not true democracy, because it only allows a weak power, the political vote, which - is only exercised periodically, rarely changes anything substantially, may result in deterioration of your situation, has narrow ownership of productive property. 20. In contrast, people need economic democracy, which is a strong, everyday power to control their own lives, i.e., widespread property ownership and an independent income sufficient for requirements. Only then will people be able to free themselves from bullying and control by others. 20. Finally, readers might reflect that the Sun paradigm is - a justice which creates the efficiency, and an efficiency which creates the justice. Furthermore, they might also reflect that, with the Sun paradigm, the impossible becomes possible and the intractable becomes tractable. Thus they may begin to have hope. Appendix 58 False assumptions underlying standard economics below or 58 assumptions about reality underlying standard economics. They are interconnected and accepted as true, or taken for granted as inevitable or sensible, but which, in fact, are false. The interconnection is of considerable importance because if only one assumption is false, or, at most, two or three are false, then the whole structure of standard economics starts to crumble. However, the Sun paradigm becomes easily understood if the 58 false assumptions are one by one, and simply, reversed or near reversed, as briefly seen in the italicized text. Indeed, after only two or three reversals, a new panorama begins to appear. N.B. Many people say that they don't understand economics. This is not because they are stupid. It is because standard economics is full of contradictions and falsities which make understanding impossible. However, when the reversals are made, people suddenly begin to realize that they do understand. The false assumptions of standard economics are, 1. Human labor creates all, or most, of the output while the capital instruments create little or none. This is the most pernicious false assumption. Labor sometimes creates all the output, sometimes creates a percentage, ranging from large to small, and sometimes creates nothing with everything being done by the capital instruments, too. Banks lend existing money. No. The money is created out of nothing. 3. Interest is inevitable and necessary. No. Administration cost, collateral and a business plan are necessary, but interest is not. 4. Scarcity is inevitable. No. Not with homo cooperans. 5. High taxation is necessary. No. High taxation results from the need to redistribute money to those without earning power. 6. The free market is free. It is unfree. Most people are blocked from entering the markets for productive capital. 7. The free market consists of states of equilibrium. When there is disequilibrium, there will always be a return to equilibrium. Nonsense. 8. The free market allocates resources efficiently. It allocates inefficiently. Rich-poor division is hugely increasing. 9. The outcomes of the free market are always just. They are unjust. 20. The Sun paradigm. 10. Homo economicus is an accurate description of human psychology. It is outdated. Homo cooperans will be better. 11. Standard economics is an all-encompassing science of objective process and universal value, and further improvement is impossible. False. Further improvement is possible. 12. It is a matter of small importance that the banking system creates money out of nothing sufficient for the repayment of a loan's principal but not for the interest. It is of huge importance because it causes an endless need for more money creation as interest-bearing debt. 13. There is no such thing as a free lunch, i.e., any improvement for the poor inevitably involves a detriment to the rich. False. The Sun paradigm is not a zero-sum game. Technological advance massively increases potential output. 14. The free market upholds private property for all. Wrong. 15. It does not matter who owns the capital, particularly productive capital. It matters hugely because productive capital creates the wealth. 16. The free market implements J.B. Say's market theorem that producers and consumers should be the same people. It does not implement the theorem. 17. Somebody who voluntarily looks after a sick person 24/7 does no work in the economic sense. Outrageously untrue. 18. Ethics/morality is not part of economics. This is madness. 19. The poor are poor because of lack of effort and lack of skill. False. They are poor because of lack of productive capital, lack of access to capital credit and suffering from compound interest. 20. Inflation is not caused by the banking system. Inflation is largely a monetary phenomenon. 21. Financial savings are necessary before there can be investment. Nonsense. Nowadays, money is created out of nothing. 22. Physical savings are necessary before there can be investment. This is generally untrue because materials, or substitutes, are available. Prices for things can rise, but that only increases cost. 23. Labor and welfare payment always suffice. They do not suffice. 24. Wide ownership is not necessary. It is necessary to spread productive capacity and associated purchasing capacity. 25. It is not necessary for every person to have an independent income. Untrue. Without independent incomes, people are controlled by others. 26. The level of interest rates is all that is necessary to manage an economy. What matters is who or what creates the output and who gets the benefit of the creation. 27. Student loans must bear interest. Why? The taxation system collects repayment and so acts as collateral. 28. Public capital projects should be funded by interest-bearing money. Interest-free loans have, even quarter, the cost. 21. The Sun paradigm. 29. Microcredit lending should bear financial interest. Why? Collateral and repayment are required. But why interest? 30. Environmental capital projects should bear interest. No. 31. An economy requires two lots of financing, one for production and one for consumption. Only one lot of financing is necessary if it is simultaneous, as in the Sun paradigm and binary economics. 32. There is no such thing as society. Oh please. Why don't these people grow up? 33. Personal and national debt is healthy for an economy. Nonsense. Because of the need to repay interest, indebted people, and nations, have less purchasing power than those without debt. 34. There is no power imbalance between actors, participants, including individuals, in an economy. Whoever first thought of this has never lived an ordinary life. E.g., the rich have collateral and can easily borrow cheaply, whilst the poor do not have collateral and so must borrow at extortionate rates. 35. Social and economic justice on the one hand and efficiency on the other are incompatible. Wrong. In the Sun paradigm, the justice and efficiency create each other and are compatible. 36. Economic history is irrelevant. This arrogantly assumes, for example, that past crashes will never happen again. 37. Economic theory, stemming from Adam Smith, 1776, suffices to guide modern theory and practice. Standard economic theory is outdated. Smith's theory was conceived before the Industrial Revolution started. 38. The important things in economics are anything except the development and spreading of productive capacity so as to make producers and consumers the same people, thereby enabling a Say's theorem balance of supply and demand, and also enabling the forwarding of social and economic justice. This is the biggest lie of all. 39. Commercial banks should be able to offer interest-bearing mortgages, as distinct from administering interest-free national bank mortgages. Housing finance needs to be reviewed. 40. Economic inequality is desirable. The greater the ratio between top and bottom earnings, the better. Another lie: the rich do not, and cannot, spend all their money. 41. Trickle-down economics works. Eno. The rich are incapable of spending their money, so they accumulate it. 42. Rising house and stock market prices indicate genuinely increased wealth. No, these rises usually only reflect newly created money being put into anything except the spreading of the productive economy. 43. Large economic cycles are inevitable. They are inevitable with standard economics, but not in the Sun paradigm. 44. Individual greed is good and institutionalized greed is even better. This is an expression of Homo economicus. Let us have homo cooperans. 45. Countries should raise interest-bearing money on the international markets. No. Interest-bearing debt cripples them forever. 46. Countries should not be independent, they should be controlled by others. No. 47. A country's assets should be owned by outsiders. This stops a nation's people owning their own assets and getting the benefits thereof. 48. A country's new money supply should originate in the commercial banking system rather than the national bank. When it originates in the commercial banking system, it is improperly applied and interest is added. 49. Employee shareholdings do not improve efficiency. Wrong. 50. Political democracy does not require economic democracy. All the talk about democracy amounts to nothing unless the economic aspect is also considered. 51. There is a time value to borrowed money. No. Since the money is created out of nothing, it has no time value. 52. Environmental matters are extraneous and impose unnecessary cost. Good heavens! These madmen, they are usually men, are destroying the world. 53. Economics is a separate academic subject which needs not take account of other subjects. Wrong. All subjects, to the greatest possible extent, must take account of other subjects. 54. Population growth is inevitable. Not inevitable. Moreover, smaller populations do not necessarily have a diminished ability to create wealth. 55. An understanding of technology is irrelevant to economics. It is highly relevant. 56. Jobs can be exported. When exported, the spending power of the jobs is removed from the domestic economy. 57. Domestic manufacturing does not matter. It matters very much. 58. Education and training suffice for economic needs. They do not and cannot suffice. Wide capital ownership is also necessary. The revelation of the sun paradigm. The sun paradigm begins to appear when the 58 false assumptions are individually reversed or near reversed. See the italicized text in brackets. It soon becomes apparent that a different picture is materializing, and then, long before all the false assumptions have been reversed, it is brightly clear that a totally new landscape, the sun paradigm landscape, has emerged. Dash about the author for 10 years. Rodney Shakespeare was visiting professor of binary economics, holding the only academic post in the subject in the world, at Trisakti University, Jakarta. Binary economics is a new paradigm economics addressing the technological shift now smashing out traditional well-paid jobs and upholding democratic economic rights as well as the usual political ones. Rodney is a widower with two children and two grandchildren. He is a private tutor, chair of the Committee Against Torture in Bahrain and, due to an accident, has impaired hearing.